The previous subject we've been handling is where we were looking very closely at what it means to be an apostolic people. We've covered several subjects so far, but we labored for a while on, we gave it a longer treatment than other subjects. What does it mean to be an apostolic people? It's because unless we get that right, we cannot properly understand the context or the nature of the whole thing. I'll come back and comment on that in just a moment. But we began this lecture series by saying that a reformation of the church is underway. That in fact, the reformation that began with Luther, or that in that era, has never finished. That was a phenomenal reformation of the church, but it was the first big stage of a great renewal of the church that was to come and which would take place over many centuries. I gave you some examples of things that happened along the way. And so we've come to this time in history where another very large advance of Christianity is going on in the world. Now, a very great advance of the gospel has been going on all over the world in your lifetime, even though here in Australia we knew little of it. In other words, evangelism here didn't seem hugely powerful. And yet the amazing thing is that all over the world has been phenomenally powerful. In the last 100 years, in the last 50 years, it's astounding what the gospel has achieved in the world. At the same time, the Holy Spirit has been at work in the church and renewing the church, teaching the church step by step, bringing us into a clearer understanding of the Holy Scriptures. And one interesting example of that is that I was raised in a denomination that had no appreciation for healing at all, and healing in answer to prayer. The interesting thing is that all the founding documents of the denomination allowed for it and gave instruction on it, but there was no faith for it, and you were frowned on if you practiced it. And when I was a young man first in the ministry, I had to pray and pray and seek the Lord. I could see it written in Scripture, but we had no power for it, had no understanding of it. It took me 4 years. But all of a sudden, one day after 4 years of prayer, suddenly I could see and I believed. And from that time, had power, but not only power, had understanding and could move in that thing and saw a lot of miracles from that point on. And this is what happens. There are many things that are in Holy Scripture and they're plainly written as far as that goes, but we don't really have the eyes to see them or the heart to understand them. We only understand it in a shallow kind of way. But as we seek the Lord and as we grow in grace, and it's not only, it's true of your own life, but it's true of the church historically too. As the church matures, grows in grace, the Lord shows more and more, because the church is meant to have, and the gospel, even more impact on the world and the nations as we go along, and it will. But anyway, what we said was that a reformation of the church has been underway for hundreds of years, and we are now in a very, very important phase of it. And in particular, we go back and consider that the Nicene Creed that says we believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. And so we search out the meaning of this term apostolic. What does it mean for the church as a whole, for individual congregations, for Christian leaders personally, for every believer to be apostolic in nature? And why is that somehow richer and fuller and deeper than simply our traditional understanding of Christianity? That's what we're searching out. And that's what, in this last series of teaching, I was trying to get at in defining what is the real nature of this word, what does it mean for the way we live.